Hello, welcome back, and welcome to part three of our Windows Azure SQL Database Migration video series. Today we're going to talk about the Windows Azure SQL Database Import and Export Service. In the previous video, part two, we talked about the DAC framework client-side library and how to use that from the client side to import and export Windows Azure SQL databases, as well as you can also use the same thing for on-premise. Again, today we're going to talk about the Windows Azure SQL Database Import and Export Service. So my name is Scott Klein. I'm a Windows Azure Technical Evangelist from Microsoft. I only have a couple slides, and then we'll jump into demos. So with that, let's just jump right in. And I just want to give you a quick overview of the Import Export Service and its architecture. So the Import Export Service really is designed to provide import and export services between Windows Azure SQL Database and Blob Storage. Once you have a backpack, we talked about backpacks in the last two videos. You know, there's the DAC pack, which is the DAC artifact that contains schema, and the backpack that contains schema and data. So the import-export service works with backpacks, and once you have a backpack in Blob Storage, you can import that using the import-export service to import that in a new database, or vice versa, take an existing database, Windows Azure SQL Database, and export that to Blob Storage. It just, it's a logical backup file, backpack, again, containing schema and data, and it's really just used to copy databases between SQL Database servers. Quite flexible, quite thorough, does a really great job. We're going to show you in some demos how to migrate from on-prem to Windows Azure SQL Database and vice versa, right? So before we jump into the demos, let's look at the architecture, and it's really really quite simple. So you've got on-premise, the client-side components that creates the DAC packs and the backpacks, and the import and export service really is just a built entirely on the DAC framework. These are REST-based calls that you make. These are endpoints that you connect to through your application. So you create your backpack on-prem, upload that to Blob Storage, and then you can use the import and export service to import those from Blob Storage or export from Windows Azure SQL Database to Blob Storage. Now, if you're using the import export service through the Windows Azure Management Portal, that's easy to do. Otherwise, if you're doing this programmatically, which we're going to see in our demo, these are just REST calls you're making to endpoints in Windows Azure, and we'll show you how to do that. Right. So it's simple architecture. You just need a Blob Storage account, Windows Azure SQL Database, and then access to the import and export service, and not that hard. So with that, let's jump right out and show you how to use this. So we're not going to use the Windows Azure Management Portal. If we wanted to, we could jump out here and say, hey, I've got a database that I want to import and export. So let's go to Databases, Database Node, actually. So you notice that we can, if we go to Databases, the Databases Node, we have the Import and Export buttons. These are the import and export, Windows Azure SQL Database import and export service built entirely on the DAC framework. I can import and export databases. So if I click import, it's going to say, hey, import from what Blob Storage account? And if I click export, it's going to say, hey, you know, I'm going to export this database to what Blob Storage account, right? So we're not going to do this. We're going to do this programmatically, which is a lot more fun. All right. So I've got Visual Studio open here, and I'm going to create a new Visual Studio project, and this is going to be a console application, and I'm going to call this import export sample. Okay, and same thing, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, like I did in the last video, I need to add a reference to the DAC DLL that gives me access to the client side. Okay. And now I need to add a couple using statements. So say Microsoft.SQLServer.DAC, and a few more really. And actually, I need to add a few more references as well. So I'm going to add system. Where's it at? Service model and system.web. Right? Perfect. Now let's add a few more statements. So I'm going to say using system.service model. And lastly, using generalization. All right. There's a couple more we're going to add here in a second, but we'll leave it at this for now. Okay. What I'm going to do is add a new class to this project. I'm going to call this import export helper. Okay. And I'm going to copy this because I'm going to show you why in a second. So what I'm going to do is I've got a import-export helper. And this is the functionality that's going to do our import and export using the REST endpoints out there. Now we're going to do this, paste that. And I'm going to leave these for a second. I'll come back to these. Because what I'm going to show you is how to access these REST endpoints, these import and export REST endpoints. Okay, so what I'm going to do is add another code snippet right here. Okay, and this is really how this works. So we have 8 Azure data centers, and we have deployed this import and export service to all 8. The one I'm going to use is the West US data center. So I'm going to go and grab this URL. And in order to access those endpoints, I need to add a service endpoint, or I'm sorry, a service reference. So I'm going to paste that here. Go. Okay. And I'm actually going to call this SQL Azure.import.import.export. There's my service reference. So what I'm going to do is I need to grab that and go back here and now do this. Perfect. All right, and then we're good to go. Alrighty, I'll come back and explain what these calls do, because here's our do export. This is going to export our database, and then we have the do import, which that imports our database all through this service. However, I'm going to do a couple things first. We do need to fill this out. I'm also going to paste that here as well. Whoops. Let's grab that again. Paste that there. Now let's add a little bit. So now I'm going to just add the code to simply call the export and the import, right? So I'm going to say string equals IE helper dot do export. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pass it the string to our storage account, you know, where my storage account is, because it's going to export that database and create the backpack and save that to a blob storage account that I have. So I'm going to say string up format, and let's pass that here. So I'm going to say, and my storage account is, let's go back and grab that. I want my West US storage account, which is that one. Okay, so I'm going to grab that. I'm going to need the key here in a minute. I'm going to say dot backpack. That's the container, and I have a container out here. So I go in containers. There's my backpack container right there. Okay. Let's go back because I need to get the key here in a minute. So backpack. And what we're going to do is we also need we're going to pass it the database name, because this is the file name it's going to create is based on the database name. Right, just like that. Okay, to make sure I got this right. So 0. Oh, dot backpack. 0. Okay. One more. All right, so that's going to do our export. Now let's do the import. So I'm going to say import succeeded equals false. And let's just, oops, let's just check here real quick. Yeah, just a little code to, as best practices, to check to see if it succeeded. So here we're going to say, if the export actually succeeded and our blob path, export blob path, does not equal null, now let's call the imports. We're going to say IE helper database name. Oops. Whoa, don't want that. I'm just going to call the database Contoso 2, for example, right? And then we'll say import succeeded equals. We'll say do import. Simple as that. And we're going to pass the export blob path to that. Wonderful. Now we're just going to, you know, write some output. You know, if either the, you know, does the import succeed or the export succeed? You know, if it doesn't, let's throw up some message boxes and exit out of the application. So let's write that code now. Just a few lines of code. Blob path. So if the export did not succeed, we're going to say console write line. Okay, and then if the same thing here. Import operation failed. And if everything succeeds, we'll just do console.readKey. Just like that. All right. So there's our code that we should be ready to run. But before I run this, we got to do a couple things. I do need this server name here. Let's go ahead and grab this. Whoa, should we grab that again? So we need that server name. I'm going to replace this right here. All right, we need the storage account key. So let's jump back over here, grab the key for that storage account. Contoso is the name and the proper information. All right, so we've got the endpoint URI that we're going to access. This is the endpoint that we're going to access to call the import and export service. Then the server name, storage account key, database name, username and password, and here's their storage account that we're going to store the backpack in. So we're ready to go, but before we do this, what I want to do is jump over to the import-export helper and explain what's going on here. So this is actually fairly straightforward, not rocket science. We're making a web request for the export operation to the endpoint that we get, and we are saying we are doing an export operation. We then simply make a web request and pass the blob storage credentials and the server connection information to that service, right? If we look at this, the export and import, that's part of the SQL Azure.import-export endpoint that we, import-export service over here that we accessed, right? We then simply do a web request, right? Passing the information up above. We then get a response back from that request, and then we simply do the get response on the web request, and then continue looping through to say, hey, is this operation complete? Is it complete? And getting information back as to the status and writing the the information back as to the progress and status and things like that, right? This is from the export side. We then call the import, and this is the same thing. Here we're doing an import, and here it's same information. We're doing an import-export on the same service, but we're passing a little different information along with the blob store credentials and the server connection information. We want the database size in addition. Now, we could have done this a little differently, and here we're hard coding it. You could make this a variable as well that we're doing up here and setting that, right? You could have done that up here as well. But we're passing that information as well, and then we're just like we did in the export, we're making a web request, getting a response back, and then sending that, doing a get response, and then simply looping through like we did above and saying, hey, what's our status? What's our status? And things like that, right? That's all we're doing, right? Here we're doing, this is like we did in the last video in part two, where we're saying what's the status. We're getting check request status. And these calls are both the import and export calls are calling us to say, hey, what's the status? What's the status? And we're writing that information back to the console, right? So very, very, very simple. Nothing complicated. So let's go ahead and run this. It's not going to prompt us for anything. It's just going to go ahead and go. So let's make sure everything's right here, that our format is right. So it's going to find that blob at core.windows.net backpack and the database name. So we should be ready to go. So let's go ahead and run this. And there we go. So there's our checking our status. So we went from 0 to 90% really quick. It was a small database. Now we're importing. Okay, so while it's importing, we should be able to jump over here to our storage account, go into containers, so it's already done already. Go into backpack, there is the contoso.backpack, and there's today's date and time, it matches what we're doing here, and it's already done. So we should already go back to here, refresh, and there we go, there's Contoso 2, right? Let's go back to our code. So very simple, what we did is we just simply used the import, the Windows Azure SQL Database import and export service to export a database from Windows Azure SQL Database into blob storage, and then immediately turned around and called the import portion of that service to import that database. Now, this is kind of, I would say, somewhat misleading because it's a really, really, really small database, so it exported fairly quickly and then imported fairly quickly, right? You would see these numbers drastically change, meaning for the good, meaning you'd see 0 for 5, 10, 15, 20% on a much larger database as it's being imported and exported, right? But I didn't want to have you sit there and watch all that, but this gives you an idea of how to use this service. Okay, so with that, that's the end of this demo and this video. What we showed here was the ability on how to use the Windows Azure SQL Database import and export service to export a database from Windows Azure SQL Database to blob storage and then turn around and import that backpack into Windows Azure SQL Database as a brand new database. And really, it only took a few lines of code here, right, to import and export that. But really, I should say more than a few lines because we have to code the import and export. Now, before I wrap up, this exact demo is right here out on code.msdn.microsoft.com/Windows Azure. Just search for the Windows Azure SQL Database import and export service community sample application. This was released a little over more than a week ago. On 12.6, depending on when we release this video. We also have other videos. In part two of this video series, we illustrated a little bit of this sample as well, and then we'll also illustrate a little bit of that one in a future video as well. This sample is a WinForms application that really does an end-to-end. It exports a on-premise SQL Server database to a backpack and then uploads that into blob storage and then calls the import and export service to import that into a new Windows Azure SQL database. So it's kind of the end-to-end scenario. Okay, so if you feel free to provide feedback, let me throw that up here in a second. So If you have any feedback, have any questions, or want to see other videos or other topics covered from the Windows Azure SQL Database side, not only import and export, but from scalability, from migration to whatever, I'm at SQL Scott is my Twitter handle, and you can reach me at scottkale@microsoft.com. Feel free to ask me questions, suggest future videos. I'm happy to take those in consideration. But I appreciate your time, and thanks for watching.